As much as I will freely swing at old people on the podcast.
Freely swing at anybody.
Yeah.
Freely swing at dogs and babies.
The most defenseless of all.
Punch up, punch down.
Yeah, nice bib, you fucking...
Hey, Megan.
Oh, my.
Nice.
This is God Is Dead,
the podcast about the worst content on the internet.
The Your Pants Challenge.
We're not just telling these stories for nothing.
Yeah, the gay potion.
It's to answer one simple question.
Is this all proof that God has abandoned us?
Or... are we going to be okay?
Chillfully thus far.
And today's episode is about a story that I, as soon as I heard it at work, we talked about it, in my mind the whole time I'm thinking, this is what the pod was built on. This is what the pod was built on. This kid on TikTok who sparked outrage... this is the headline I'm reading.
I love that already. It could still be anything.
Yeah, exactly.
A kid on TikTok sparks outrage.
With this his cum vape.
Yeah. God Is Dead. Satisfying deep dive.
Dark side of kindness. There's everyone's got a good and a bad side.
That's such a Hollywood thing to say. The dark side of kindness. Or a YouTube clickbait. You know, the rise and fall of being a nice guy.
This has honestly been something that I feel like never died. I feel like for the last, 10 years or so, we've had random acts of kindness videos.
So that's the genre that we're talking about, random acts of kindness.
And it's also a subgenre video that is just filmed in the same way and intonated in the same way. And I don't know how I'm going to explain that to you, but I will. Basically, we're going to look at this kid from Melbourne called Harrison Poorluck. And fuck, his luck was poor when he went viral recently for a random act of kindness. But... surprise, surprise, he was exposed by the person he was kind to, and it now has the article headline, Melbourne woman featured in viral TikTok video without consent says she feels dehumanized.
Yes, I know.
The opposite of the intent of the video.
I remember seeing this story when it popped up everywhere. I haven't actually watched the video, reading that headline and being like, oh, this is satisfying.
Oh, yeah. And I'm so curious about this career path. I'm not knocking anyone's niche online, but I'm so curious what the next step is after doing this kind of video. I'll show you what he's about. Why don't I just show you some of his normal videos?
Yeah.
And you can get the idea. I'm literally going to his most recent ones and you sort of immediately...
So is this after the incident?
Yeah. These are all posted post-dehumanizing viral video.
All right. Okay. Logan Paul post-Forest moment.
Yeah, except... I don't know. Have a look. This is him... This is one I love where he's at a food court.
Sorry, I just saw his bio, just achieving my dreams.
But what are his dreams? Because have a look at this video and tell me what the next step is for him, genuinely. This
Alrighty.
One, pretty new, probably posted 2 days ago, has 56K views. Someone's about to pay for their meal, and look what he does.
Hey, bro, how are you? I just want to say I like your shoes. You're welcome.
Dang, pays for his meal.
I hope you have a good day, man.
And he... kind of doesn't really care. He's just like,
but enjoy your $8.95.
Yeah, what a random act of
kindness. And eternal pity on the internet.
But he always does this thing where it's, whoa, or like,
totally. It's that like ultra reverby sort of ballady thing.
Yeah.
Stolen from those weird kind of like, I don't know.
Royalty free euphoria music.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
you know
yes,
what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, yes, yes. That's
and
exactly it.
It's always slow mo. It'd be like, Creed sort of like vocals.
Standing in a white dress.
It's always a cover of a song that might have been popular 6 years ago or even 20 years ago. Like, do you remember that Rick Money song? It was like, girl, put your records on. It's sort of that energy where it's just like, oh man, why are we gonna do this?
So obviously if you're me and you, We're looking at this video and being like, I don't really buy it. Right? However,
I do. I'm very gullible.
His followers love to buy it. This is do something nice for a stranger today, love heart. Hashtag wholesome. He always does hashtag wholesome. And we know I got fucking rinsed by someone for going in on wholesome people and saying that it wasn't that wholesome and there's a dark side and it was called cringe by this guy. He said, oh, Bryce, you're just so cringe. How about lightening up? How about you get informed? Wake up. Because this shit is everywhere.
I'm on your side, bro. I'm on your side.
No,
don't even
not.
Worry.
You're on
Bryce
my side.
Bryce is cringe. Bryce is cringe.
It's not. It's called being epic pilled, all right? So just get with it because here we go.
Alrighty.
Comments
yes,
on this video.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay, he's starting to get people calling him out.
Yeah, of course. Top comment. This is after the news story broke.
Is it actually a good deed if you're doing it for profit? Question mark from Wajin in the house, and he goes, "I don't make any money off TikTok. If you're wondering, smiley face."
Actually, I suppose he could just replace the word profit with personal gain because he's getting followers.
Yeah, look, it's kind of a mix of people being like, "Lol, the cameraman," but also,
I love tracking this. The guy.
Yeah,
it's just so banal.
It's weird, but it's actually a lot. It's a mix of like good and bad comments. I'd say mainly good. And all then right. Here we have another one. This is another guy. This is one of his classic tactics. 2.3 million views. Mm-hmm, giving mm-hmm. someone flowers and going, "Can you hold these for a minute?" And then pranking them by saying, "They're for you."
All right. Music. Just got a dude sitting on a bench. Music.
Excuse me. Is it okay if you can just hold these quickly?
Gives this old man some flowers. Players with his backpack, trying to put on a warm jacket. If you're
wondering. Those are actually for you. Have a nice day. Just like the day that
I met you. Oh, the guy seems pretty stoked with the flowers. That's actually kind of sweet. Yeah.
Sure, yeah. And the nice slow motion music. He always, there's a weird thing about him, and this is what I mean by the subgenre. We're both like a little spaced out today, so this could make no sense, but there's also a genre of TikTok, and there's another girl who I won't name, because I'm pretty sure she's like 20, but she does the same thing at that voice. It's like, "Excuse me, can I do this something?" And then they go, "Okay." And it's like, she always does one. It's like, "Excuse," like pickup lines. "Excuse me, are you a Tennessee?" Yeah, because you're the only 10 I see. And then slow motion, like, "Hold up," like some shit like that. And same colored font. And also what they do that's similar.
Oh, yeah, red string moment.
Is they lip sync the dialogue after the fact. So if you watch closely, he's actually not saying it in time. It'll be like, "Excuse me, can you hold this?" But his mouth's doing something different.
Oh, so they're doing ADR because they don't have good sound.
Yeah.
Recording.
I feel like most kids just carry the iPod headphones.
No,
like,
they do the freaking like oxygen mask with the microphone.
Yeah. Well, look, comments on this, 500,000 likes basically. His smile is so cute. I like how you switched from just leaving them to realize to actually telling them it's for them. I don't know what that means.
I think it's better. The theater of his thing where it's gotcha. Like, oh,
yeah.
Normalize men getting flowers.
Ugh.
I got my
dad. That's what we need an infographic about.
Normalizing this. Well, look, here's another one. He pays for groceries. I actually saved a couple that were interesting to me because this one's another one that I think is kind of weird.
This better be freaking juicy.
The classic holding up a sign in public maneuver, right? Here we go. He's
You're
holding
so
up.
Right about this genre lasting way longer than it should.
The sign is an OG move.
This is.
Yeah. So if you are missing someone
today,
hug me. Love heart. Here we go. Let's see if anyone hugs him. Standing in the CBD.
How are you, man? What's going on? Are you doing all right? You missing anyone?
No, I just need a hug.
How have you been in general?
Not the best, man.
Not the best? I hope that things get better for you soon, all right? Hey, how are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Okay, if I ask, are you missing?
Yeah, I'm missing my cousin. He's moving back to New Zealand soon.
Oh, is he? Just make sure you guys keep in contact. Are you missing anyone?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah. Oh, no, that's shit. A really good idea.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's yeah, good one, fella.
I'd rather just take the fucking fake flowers.
Are you missing anyone?
Not really. Are you missing someone?
Yeah, I am actually. I'm missing my grandpa who passed recently.
I'm with you on that one.
Oh, come on.
Nah, we're getting cancelled for that.
Grandpa's rolling in his grave.
Ooh!
Here's another one. If you just lost someone recently, hug/take a flower.
Oh, this is good.
Hey, how are
this
you?
This is good. So,
have you lost anyone recently? I want to make
it's
sure.
Like he may as well be selling paintball vouchers. You know what I mean? Hey, man, you lost ever someone recently?
Like, so true. It's like, hey, have you gone through maybe the worst experience of your life? Because I'm trying to build a TikTok following.
Yeah.
It'd be really cool if you could just open your heart up. There's no camera. Just me, a stranger, just tell it. And I'm just going to hijack your grief for some likes.
Is that all right? Just turn around for a sec because there's a camera there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's take a photo. All right. And everybody say trauma.
Thumbnail.
I want to make sure that you do know you and him have amazing memories together, and that is something that you should always cherish. Sorry to hear about that. I say time heals all.
So just the most what's the word you say for it all the time? Like
soundbite wisdom.
Soundbite wisdom.
Yeah. Real generic advice. Hang on. Can you pretend you've lost somebody?
Oh sure.
Yeah. Alright, so I'll be him.
Are you holding the sign?
I'm holding the sign. I'm like, hey, if a loved one has died, give me a cuddle and I'll put it on TikTok without you knowing.
Okay,
that's
cool.
What my sign says.
So I walk up to you?
Yep.
Do I start it?
Oh, you start it. Oh, you start it.
Hey.
It gets better.
Thanks.
Time.
My grandpa.
Grief.
He went on a
there are seven killing stages
and then ended himself and then my whole family and I'm just sort of dealing with like 10 losses actually.
Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
But something really bad happened.
You're not smiling.
What do you mean smile because it happened? He killed like 10 people.
But there were memories before that that weren't him killing people.
Yeah.
Can I get a hug, man? Okay, next person.
Time's up.
Yeah, it's honestly like a therapist. Like, you know when you're pouring your heart out and you just get into the rhythm of being able to talk about stuff? And like, you know, you let your guard down. I stop trying to impress my therapist and actually talk.
Yeah.
And then she's like, $400.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to pick up this one next week.
Yeah. Like, He's just like, oh, give me a hug. Okay, fuck off.
Yeah. Well, look, do you want to see the viral one?
Mm-hmm.
65 million views.
Oh, well done, buddy.
Here we go, though.
Alrighty.
This is the wholesome act of kindness.
Hit me, brother.
That went wrong.
Sorry to bother you. Is it okay if you can just hold these?
So it's an old lady. Harrison gives her the flowers, does his little backpack jacket trick. Where have I seen that before? She's just sitting there like, oh, your flowers, you forgot them. And now she's like, oh, well, I guess I've got the flowers.
So what do you think, like, what's your read on her reaction?
All right, okay, so this is what I'm going to compare it to. As you know, I have a 2-month-old baby.
Mm.
Now, she has this thing, which I assume most babies do, where if they're not sure what they're feeling, they sort of cycle through emotions. And sometimes it can be things where you think they will be happy. Like, you know, when you like, hang on their
like,
tummy,
yeah,
like
the yeah, raspberry, raspberry on the thing, tummy. Yeah.
Or like when I was playing like, you know, like peekaboo the other day.
Yeah.
And these are things that I've sort of seen that, I guess the media has taught me will make a baby happy.
Yeah.
But she's just like I was like, boo, the other day. She's like, whoa, like terrified. And then she cycles through like 4 emotions and lands on happy. And I'm like, oh, thank God. Nailed it. That's exactly what that lady's reaction reminded me of.
Yeah.
Just like, And I guess if you were watching with the lens of Harrison is a good dude, you would see what you want to see, which is, oh, this must mean that she's just so bewildered with happiness. And
yeah, well, people think she's crying.
Wow.
Someone says, me crying with her. Wish I could receive some too during the current situation. Sad, crying face. when she started crying, I couldn't hold it back.
Who are these people?
There's a few people calling him out now that it's gone viral. POV, you came from the article. Aww. Bro, this is super sweet, but she probably feels bad. NGL thinks you forgot them or something. He goes, haha, who knows?
Who knows? Apparently we do know now.
Yeah. So look, so many people being like, this is incredible as an act of kindness. And he's done this for so long, for so often. The article though, the lady, she found it. Like someone sent it to her and was like, aw. And she was like, huh? What the fuck? I wasn't sad. I was just having my coffee by myself. But everyone thinks, like, you know, they think she's a widow and they think that she's crying and all this stuff.
Which is such a young person view of old people. Do you know what I mean? It's if you're having a coffee by yourself, that's a pretty great moment.
Yeah. And she's not like in a, like, she's not like 80. She, you know, she's only like 60 or 50 something. I don't know. Like, it's not that, she's pretty self-sufficient, you know? It's like,
yeah, man. It's not a moment that is inherently sad.
Unless you add music to it and put it in slow motion.
Oh, so damn
and
true.
That's what editing does. So this is the article. She came across it. She feels like she's been clickbait after the video has been viewed all these times. So he has a team, the TikTok creator, Harrison Pawluck.
He has a team.
There's something about this where it's just the TikTokification of it. And I am a big advocate. I love TikTok. I use it. I'm about it. I just don't
hate all social media.
Just something about the sort of the wanting a result makes me a little bit gross. And then it also says, cynics may claim it's for views. Harrison simply has a personal commitment to helping people feel more connected and trusting.
So that's a gray area. That's a gray area. And I guess a lot of this is a gray area. Should we just judge it?
Let's judge it.
Final judgment.
If you never listened to the podcast before, the final judgment where we take our case, we ask, is it proved God is dead or alive? Cam, the clout of kindness clout.
Kindness clout.
The clout problem. the problem. I don't know what the word to make it sound cool is, but Harrison, is he proof that God is dead or alive in this whole situation that's unfolded?
It's really hard to say. So let's firstly
talk about philosophy. So do you know the concept of utilitarianism?
Sort of.
Just explain it for my friend. All right, so utilitarianism in the simplest form is the greatest amount of good for the greatest amount of people. And I feel like that is what is being argued from Harrison and his team.
Yeah.
Yes, there is collateral damage, and yes, it's this woman's dignity. However, the greater good is that we are spreading a message of positivity.
Yeah.
This is sort of where we get those ethical problems, like the trolley problem. Like, is it better to kill one people or five, even though you would be complicit?
Yeah. And I mean, you're right. Technically, he is actually, there are many people that benefit in their own way from watching that video, and maybe you're inspired to be nice people.
Yes. However, he lied to her.
Yeah.
He lied to her, and he's now humiliated her, and she's just the one who is brave enough to be like, please don't do that, because she, like, there is repercussions that come with this. This is a woman who was living otherwise in anonymity, which is a very lovely, intimate place to live, and a lot of people want that, clearly not Harrison, but this woman is just living like that, and now she has media attention, now dumb cunts like us are talking about her in a podcast. That's not kind to give that to people.
Well, totally. And it is kind of the bare minimum. Like, if you are doing a video like that, even if it is at someone's expense, like even if it's a prank or whatever, it is sort of this thing where if they're like, oh, I actually wouldn't like that to be used, you go, okay. Like, more times, unless it's just extenuating circumstances, I can see the desire, because they probably were smart enough to know, man, this one will go good. Like, you know, she looks so fucking old, man. This one's got 60 million at easy. She looks so fucking sad and old and fucking poor.
Oh, like, my God. The Mamma Mia podcast had an amazing take on this, where one of them was just like, that's probably the highlight of her day, enjoying a coffee by herself away from whatever bullshit there is. Yeah. And now this fucking young idiot kid has just looked at that, like that one snapshot of an entire life lived and just been like, old, alone, sad, let's use it, fellas. And then goes in and then just fucking content brain shits all over it.
Yeah.
They also made a pretty good take, which I'm just going to, I mean, credit to them, but of that sort of, what would you call it? Like patronizing old people.
Oh, yeah.
As something that happens. And it's that kind of, I don't know, it's like young children and on the bloody TikTok are thinking they're better than the bloody old people. God, I sound like a boomer.
No, but you are right. Like, there is, as much as I will freely swing at old people on the podcast,
freely swing at anybody.
Yeah.
Freely swing at dogs and babies.
The most defenseless of all.
Punch up, punch down.
Yeah, nice bib, you fucking. I don't need to wear one of those.
Nice dribble, NBA. Call much.
So as much as I will do that, I think,
and then remember the one time you were called cringe and then go off 2 years later.
No, that was just for a comic effect. it's a performance piece, actually. It's my character.
You were raising awareness.
I was actually spreading negativity.
I mean, that is the ultimate effect here. Negativity has been spread.
Yes. And I think, look, as much as old people do some annoying things, it's all right, I'm just chilling. But they do get unfairly put in the box, and earlier than you'd think. It's like, even like a 50-year-old man who's like very much with it will be like, aww, like he's, you know, the ones, it's like also the same shit. I don't know. I always fall for the ones where it's like, Paw made burgers and then no one showed up. Those videos. How do we know now that those aren't fake? I'm starting to question everything. Just because they're old doesn't mean that they're innocent.
And
by this case, it's just because they're old doesn't mean that they're innocent too. And what I mean by innocent is needing flowers.
Yes.
And I think they're just doing their own, minding their own business.
Well, I think let's talk about the needing flowers, because this for me is the nail in the coffin. This is where God is completely dead. So let's take Harrison and his team's defense. We want to spread positivity and love to the world, right? That's fucking awesome, dude. Yeah. No,
I need a team for that.
Yeah.
Time to get a team.
Yeah, you're real ones for that. Yeah. Like, but no, that is nothing to be shamed. It's like people who say like, stop poverty. I'm like, yeah, get on your house. Like,
actually, what side note? He said he doesn't make any money from the TikToks. How does he afford a team?
They're volunteering, bro.
Exactly. It's actually the Red Cross.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. No, it's just people dedicated to the cause of spreading love and positivity. Okay, so let's take that as the aim. Now, if that is your goal, and this is where the logic doesn't stand. More than one way to skin a cat. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yes, there is the avenue they're currently taking to spreading positivity, but that avenue, as we've seen, puts a lot of people's lives in a pretty shitty position.
Yeah.
There are other ways to spread positivity.
Yeah,
I think... You can be a vessel of love like Will Smith.
I think what they've done is scroll pickup artist tips. And because all of them are pickup artist things. Like, he'll do the ones where he's like, excuse me, you dropped something behind you. And it will be like money or something. And the one I've seen is like, excuse me, you dropped something as their number. Or like, excuse me, can you hold this? And then it's like, start a conversation. Excuse me, look behind you. The people behind you are really attractive. That's one of his other videos. And it's a mirror.
Oh man, I wish boys like that went to my school.
I do too. I actually know one, but he goes to another school. So, but it's like he's honestly just gone how to pick up artists' work and taken their things. Except instead of getting the girl, he just gets the emotional nut.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing to crave, isn't it? All it is praise. It's like praise bait. It's like he. Ah,
even the voice, dude. Going up to a homeless guy, excuse me, you look hungry. Do you need something?
Yeah, excuse me, prop. It's so cool. I want to not be cynical.
What are you per hour?
Yeah.
Prop?
Yeah. Okay, prop. Are you filming? No. Like, all right. Okay, let me just quickly play devil's advocate in his favor.
All right.
He is young. He's presumably under 25. His brain isn't fully formed.
Legally.
He's seen something he wants. And he has, I guess, taken a more wholesome avenue. There are far worse things he could be doing on TikTok.
Yeah.
However, everybody has always wanted these sympathy desperate motherfuckers to slip up. And it just so happens, this is the first guy to do it. He's getting doxxed. He's the Monica Lewinsky of this shit. Patient zero, we're piling on.
I gotta say, though, I don't think he's really... that much damage has been done, right? Because it's just like people
should
just
do
went
a bit of damage then.
Well, I found his credit card number. No. But it's like, you know, I think with this, people are just more using him as a way to like talk about how social media in general is a bit fake. And
right.
I don't think it's, well, this is what I'm taking from it. People are like, man, this is weird. But it's like, people are less like, this kid is evil. It's just like, man, this whole genre sucks. And I think that's actually a good thing that we're like talking about it, but I think I'm gonna say God is dead just from like that genre being spawned. It's like the world genuinely does need those things, and how did we as a humanity get to the point where the best way to achieve it is through someone hopefully using you for a video? You know, I don't know.
See, I'm gonna say God is dead because he hasn't changed a goddamn thing.
Like, there are probably more YouTubers than like real soup kitchens that exist for people that need them. You know what I mean? So that's so God is dead to
me. Yeah, yeah. And he hasn't changed. He hasn't learned from it. No. So, sorry, Harrison. Dead.
Woo! Hey, this is the first episode we've recorded since the live show actually happened.
Yeah, so just what a time. That was awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Gold Coast.
Thank you so much for coming out. It was honestly so much fun. And honestly, it was the first time we did that format. And we're feeling really good. And we can say on the low, one or two more things go into place. Thank you for those reviews for the, if you said
about
the live show.
That did a lot.
That's a really
heavy
good
lifting for us.
Next step.
Yeah,
I think
to fill everybody else in on the context, we are on the precipice of getting this national tour at like really cool venues booked.
Yeah. We'll tell you that exclusive to the pod because we'll have Insta people that will come later. We want you to know that we really appreciate you coming out, and that was, it was really fun. And I think next month or two, we should hopefully be able to tell you something really cool, have some dates to lock in. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, so nobody plan anything between now and December. Just you never
know.
When it comes up, just say no.
Yeah.
There might be a God is Dead live show.
And tell your friends in the meantime, get them in on the pod, because some of these venues could be like 800 seats.
Yeah.
And it's so like, fuck, we need some seats to
just
fill.
Bring them in. Send them this episode.
Get them in now. Yeah, this is a pretty
easy
one.
Give them flowers and the episode and just walk off.
Excuse me. Oh, that's, you could do one of these ones that is the common one where it goes, cutting someone's headphones off to then give them AirPods. You can cut them and go,
is that a thing?
Yes.
Fuck.
And I think they're mostly fake, but it's like,
oh my god,
cut their headphones.
There are still uses for wired headphones.
Exactly. Cut them, then put the AirPods, and they can only do God is Dead. Make sure you do that. Thanks for listening. Review if you can. YouTube, like, comment, subscribe. Everything in the show notes that you need about the show is there. Videos to support this to watch along. Cam is Truthlet69.
Bryce is Bryce V. Mills.
God is Dead. God is Dead. Not clickbait. Thank you. Love you.
Love you.
Case closed.